This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Opposition Democrats say President Donald Trump should be held accountable after last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Many lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing forward on Sunday to impeach the president during his final days in office. No final decision has been made, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could introduce an impeachment resolution on Monday, accusing the president of inciting an insurrection. Wednesday's lawlessness came after President Trump spoke at a rally of his supporters who he encouraged to head to the Capitol in a futile effort to block Congress from certifying the Electoral College in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. President-elect Biden has taken a hands-off stance on the impeachment move against the outgoing president, who has yet to concede the election. Though he did acknowledge there will be a new administration come January 20th. Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of the state of Alaska and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, have called for President Trump to resign. The president has told advisors he does not plan to do so. He and the White House have also remained silent on the possible impeachment. The White House says President Trump is scheduled to visit the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday to highlight his administration's work on a border wall separating the U.S. from Mexico. Congress's attending physician said Sunday U.S. lawmakers who were in lockdown last Wednesday at the Capitol likely have been exposed to the coronavirus. Dr. Brian Monahan pointed out that many House members were in protective isolation together for several hours. He did not mention a positive coronavirus test, however. This is VOA.